And that's some good stuff, too. That's Courtney Barnett with a song Avant Gardener right here on Listener Supported KX93.5. Two of the funnest people just walked here in the studio. Lovey Dove joins us in, again, our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Welcome to the radio station.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
How are things today?
Well, really, they're wonderful here.
Really great. Yeah, it's funny. You just said her song, Avant Gardener. I used to call myself an Avant Gardener as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, because, you know, I got
the
snail thing.
Avant Gardener.
Does that mean you have a green thumb?
I don't know about a green thumb, but I've got an Avant Gardener type of music mentality.
She has a cubist thumb.
We're here to talk about your music. I'm holding in my hand right here the self-titled full-length record from Lovey Dove. Yeah. And from what I've heard, it sounds great. So congratulations on the record, you guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How long has this been available to everybody?
A few months now. It was what they call the soft release, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that's why the first song is called Soft Sun. We're about soft things, aren't we, Dan?
Well, sometimes. I mean, you're talking to a guy when you say that, so be careful.
Okay.
I know what you... The sentiment is there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're here on the beach.
How long have you guys been playing together, and at what point did you guys realize musically that you really had something special going on?
Well, the story is pretty cool. We both have been playing music for 20-some years, since we were little babies, and Dan is a prolific musician. He's done much beautiful, great composing, arranging, songwriting, bands.
Thank you. Keep going.
Oh, well, I think you're talking about me now. I don't know.
Okay. And Azalea is known to many music enthusiasts, very creative music, as Azalea Snail. And she's had a career as an artist and released many records, very prolific herself. And we got together as a couple, and it became this thing of, gosh, you know, I love your music, you love my music. This is the skinny of it, of course. Let's get together and just try some things. And there were a couple of songs. We just sort of took our time. We didn't want to rush into it and then have it be a disaster. So we got a couple of songs going. We went, wow, this is cool.
Cool.
Let's keep doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's probably something we wouldn't have done when we were younger, because I do feel like you have to go out there and be out and do your thing and get your own life experiences, and bringing them together has been just really pretty incredible for us.
And actually pretty easy because of what Azalea just said. When you get your experiences and you go through and you see what works and what doesn't, at a certain point, you know how to get through things.
So after the soft opening, what's the term you use?
Release.
Soft release.
after the soft release, are we planning, a CD release party?
A hard release?
Exactly.
We had a CD release party at a place where we actually had our first date, our first kind of soft date, because we were just getting to know each other, at Tex in Echo Park. So we had our record release there a few months back.
That's great.
Great idea.
That's great. Yeah. It's a fun place there. We're actually playing there again in August. And then we actually toured to Europe and, played those songs all over Europe and Italy. That's come back to this song about the cat, but it's the cat that the song we're going to do soon. Beppe of Italy is about an Italian cat we met, about ginormous cat.
Yeah.
So now we're just getting it out there. But in the meantime, we have a 7-inch that just came out today on Records Ad Nauseam, Glitter Death.
Okay.
Which is a really cool label in Hollywood, the heart of Hollywood.
But Lovey Dove has a website, no?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm so bad at updating websites. I'm like, let's just do it on Facebook. And it's so easy to update.
It seems like that's where most people are, functions the same way.
You can throw everyone to your Facebook page and it's all good.
Yeah. It's all good.
Access to all the Lovey Dove stuff.
Yes. And Bandcamp is great. It's, you get a direct, communication with people. So it's loveydove@bandcamp.com.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah. Gotta plug the social media and all
gotta
that
do
stuff
it.
While you're here,
totally.
Well, let's hear a song off the record. I believe you actually mentioned this just a second ago. It's track one off the Lovey Dove LP. It is called Soft Sun. We're going to hear that now, and then more from our Pearl Street studios with the band right after this on KX93.5.
Basking in the glow of the south sun, the mighty leaders fall far below. In the task of obtaining sunshine, soften the shaken every time. In the arms of the soft one, in the glow of the soft sun, in the realm of the target.
Everybody's on the radio again, and that's Lovey Dove on KX93.5. We're Laguna's only FM. That's track one off the self-titled LP, which I have here in the studio right now. I love it. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a chill wave, psych rock, something going on there. A little Flaming Lips, little bit of this, little bit of that. That's what I've been hearing in your music, you guys.
Sweet. Yeah. Nice. We'll like that.
We're good with that.
We should mention definitely. It's on LA's Fine, too, the label that it's on. It's a small label from LA, LA's Fine. He's done about 4 or 5 releases so far.
Yeah, and, Jesse.
Yeah. So Jesse. He also has a website.
So is this all self-produced as well?
Yes.
Dan West
I
over
handle
here.
The production mm-hmm. duties. Yes, that's me.
And I chime in now and then with an idea or two.
I'm sure.
Oh, she sure does. But it's. But I mean, you know, I'll sit there and twiddle the knobs, as they say,
right,
and do all that business.
So, are you guys both multi-instrumentalists to, you know, create this full sound from the record?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all you guys playing the instruments.
Yep.
Amazing. Yes. And today, it's more or less a different thing because really it's just two of you and you have to make do with our accommodations here in the studio, you know. So what did you bring as far as gear?
Well, we have that beautiful Fender 6 that Dan just loves to stroke. I mean, it's just a beautiful instrument.
That is a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
It really is.
The Fender Jaguar's older brother. And it's great. It's a guitar bass. It's really a baritone guitar, but
wow.
Fender call it an electric bass guitar. So they always think of it as a bass, and it can really be both. There's a high pass filter on here.
What a cool instrument!
It's killer.
The Beach Boys used it.
Carole Kay played this. Jack Bruce in the first year of Cream on their first album. Beatles White Album. And it's just, you hear it a lot on TV, too, 60s TV shows, like music cues and stuff. It's just, once you play it, you're like, oh my God, it was there. I heard it there.
Yeah.
But it's not
something
everybody
knows about. It's a very distinctive sound. Yeah. And I'm going to have, I have my array of percussion. I have this Afuchi, Güero that I've had for a long time.
That's a weird looking percussion thing.
It's called a Güero. I played this on the very first Azalea Snail single, 7-inch. Another Slave Labor Day with the other side, Savoirian Frog Call, which it has the sound of like a frog when you put it through delay.
Ribbit. That was me.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I love, you know, there was this store in New York City that had all these world percussion instruments, and they went out of business, and I just bought like a whole slew of stuff.
Good move.
And I still have it. It's a little bit worse for wear from being on many tours.
But it survived.
Yeah, it looks like it's got character.
Yeah, somebody it's got soul. Yeah. There's a lot of experience in that.
Yeah.
Güero.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And if you look inside, it's got really... And interesting, like it's some kind of.
It's the secret of the universe.
The secret
in there.
Of the.
If you can read that, you'll figure it out.
True.
Again, this is Lovey Dove live in our Pearl Street studios here on KX 93.5. How about maybe something live? Can
Let's
we get
do
a song
it.
Out of you guys?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a beautiful thing. What do you guys want to play first?
Well, we're going to do the song Beppe of Italy, which is our brand new 7-inch. It's going to be a 7-inch right now. It's a internet cyber 7-inch.
It's on Bandcamp. It's a Bandcamp single, double A side, and then it will soon be released as a 7-inch single.
Records ad nauseum/Red Queen/Royal Dog. There's different people investing in this.
We got them all together for this one.
That's good.
We brought the whole crew.
You got a good team around you.
Yeah.
We got some good team members.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and this is about a beautiful cat. He's literally this, you know, giant, fluffy, enormous, beautiful, friendly cat in Tuscany. And we played Tuscany last October and fell in love with Beppe. And his owners, Lee and Kiki, are very excited that there's a song about Beppe.
That's very funny.
Well, here it comes. Coming at
here
you. You ready?
All right. Whenever you guys are ready, this is live on KX93.5. Lovey Dove.
Awesome.
Play and business. Tono, tono, it's tono, tono, it's tono. Hop, hop, Italy. He's the captain to be adored. Now more tenere the niña. Ella Toscana. Heart of Italy.
Just fade out like that at the end. That's Lovey Dove live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Live music is always a great way to kick off the weekend, and we're doing it right now on KX93.5. So that song is actually about a fluffy feline in Italy.
That's right. Yes.
I guess you could find musical inspiration from just about anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, this cat, if you saw this cat, you would know why we wrote
this
song.
We'll show you a picture. We can show you a picture before we go, yeah, you should check him out. He's really something else.
Beppe is online. Yeah, there's going to be a Facebook page, Beppe of Italy.
Oh, he's going to have his own page?
He's going to have his own page. Yep, the song. And I made a little sketch of Beppe, and it's on the Bandcamp page. I made my little drawing of Beppe.
Well, we'll show you a picture of him, too, just so you get the full effect.
The Lovey Dove LP is available right now to anyone who wants to purchase it. There's a lot of tracks on this thing. There's several.
Yeah.
There's a couple bonus tracks on the CD version. The vinyl has 10 and the CD has 12.
And you're sitting on a couple songs, and those are going to be released pretty soon as well, too, right?
We have almost the whole second album finished.
Great.
So that'll be out probably in the fall.
Yeah, awesome. We just have a few more to mix, really, and it's done.
That sounds great.
We're working hard, you know?
And we didn't touch on the rest of the shows. You guys are going to tour up and down the coast soon?
Yep. We're going up to Seattle. We have our show tonight at Glitter Death in the heart of Hollywood. It's Highland and near Fountain. It's Glitter Death Records Ad Nauseam headquarters. We're going to play... next Friday night, Viva Cantina in Burbank.
Okay.
With our friends Golden Sombrero, who played at our wedding. They play all these great 60s pop covers. They're fabulous.
Oh, that's so fun.
Band Apart and Funk Bunker.
Right.
Funk Bunker. And then we're going up to Seattle. We're playing Oakland July 20th at Vamp. We're playing Eureka.
Uh-huh.
We're playing Portland, two shows in Portland, two in Seattle.
And then one in Sacramento on the way back.
One in Sacramento, and maybe Eugene. So
maybe Eugene, maybe. Yeah.
It's difficult to book shows like that and to book your own tour, right?
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
Azalea's a pro. She knows what she's doing that stuff.
That is great.
Yeah, she's one of the best people I've worked with that way. She's really on it.
Well, I was just going to say, we're also back in this area. We're playing Long Beach, Alex's Bar on July 31st.
Very
Yay.
Cool.
So.
Such a pleasure to meet you two. As soon as you walked in the door, nothing but smiles and positive attitude, you know?
Oh, right on, man.
And I'm happy to have the record. We're going to play it from time to time on the air for sure.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Next time, I guess we'll have more time in the studio. You know, we got to keep it moving. We got other things going on this afternoon.
Oh, totally.
I just want to quickly mention the other song on this 7-inch is Luca Fisher.
Yeah.
And we have it dragged and dropped on your computer.
Yeah.
And soon, hopefully, you'll be able to play it. He's a really great guy, and we're very thankful to him for a lot of things.
I'm either going to pick one off of this LP or something new and throw that in the mix. So.
Oh, great.
Great.
I'll let you know which one.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Can I get another song out of you guys before we kind of wrap
it
up?
Sure.
Is there anything else to say to the general public?
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking
let's
because
do that.
We can't play Luca Fisher from the actual recorded
we're
version,
gonna,
we're gonna play it right
sure,
now for you.
That sounds great.
I kind of remember the words; they're not in front of me. But
So Luca, this is for you, buddy, and we love you. We're ready. Are we gonna do it?
Yes.
Okay. Here goes.
Thanks.
Oh yeah. Don't mention it. Oh shit. Whoops. We're gonna start that again.
Start it again.
See, it wouldn't be radio if there weren't those spontaneous, you know, live radio.
I know. We are live.
Okay. Here it goes, man.
All right.
Okay.
Voulez-vous coucher? who trades with bourgeois. Luca Fisher.
I love it. That is so great, you guys. Again, Lovey Dove, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you, Mookie.
Thank you, Mookie, for having us here, man. We love it.
And again, thanks for supporting independent radio.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'd love to see you again.
You'll be back soon.
This is Eric Rankin. Thank you to all our underwriters and supporters. KX 93.5 wouldn't exist without you.